Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Thank you for tuning in to our Thursday night show. We're on every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to spending the next 30 minutes with you, sharing some great information, some insight. Looking forward to your chats and your posts that you submit to Facebook and in my message board. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, I thank you so very much. If you're a long-time listener, please continue to hang in there with me, continue to listen to the show. I've been on for a number of years now. I have so many followers, and I thank you so very much. When you do radio, you're not really sure who your audience is, but as I continue to monitor my programming, I can see that my show has been greatly received throughout the United States and abroad. So thank you so very much. Issues Concerning Women is a talk show that I produce about things that are happening to women, their families, whether they're in their career, their home, or their business. Get seed services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So I thank you for tuning in to my show. Tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about creating and designing your own life. How can you have what you want? I've learned something over the years. What you speak is what you will have. When you get up in the morning and you do your affirmations, and I encourage everyone to do that, and whether it's through prayer or through song, it's through meditation, it's through dance, it's through breathing. When you do that, that is the start of your day. And what you say will be your day. If you're saying that I'm going to have a positive day, I'm going to have a wonderful day, I'm going to have a day, and then you definitely will. It certainly may not turn out to be exactly the way that you want it to be, but it will be a day that you've never seen before, a day where you get another opportunity to get it right, a day that you can spend being who you are, being authentic, learning about yourself, and sharing what you've learned with others. See, when God gives us a gift, he doesn't give it to us for us to keep. It is for us to share. Tonight's broadcast is being hosted by Focused Executive Suites at 4176 South Plaza Trail, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and the zip code is 23452. The Focused Executive Suites are virtual and fully equipped office spaces. They offer telephone service, full-time receptionist, mail service, everything that you would need to start your business or to continue on in your business. Let's say that you are an entrepreneur and you have a space already, but you're looking to change locations. If you want to be in the heart of Virginia Beach, South Plaza Trail is right there. We're only minutes away from the town center, minutes away from the interstate. So what you would want to do is take a tour of the Focus Executive Suites, and you can do that by calling 631-1100, and that is a local number. It is 757 631-1100. And one of the cheerful ladies there, one of the receptionists, office managers, will be more than happy to help you with what you need. Also, the focus group offers training material for your corporations, whether you're a large, medium, or small business. They have a training room and training facility where they actually can train on their location or they can come to you. So if you're interested in that service as well, please give them a call at 757-631-1100. So let's move on and talk a little bit about our show for tonight. I was given a challenge this week, and it was from Greater 24 and by my brother Charles Haynes, as a matter of fact. He is an entrepreneur. He is a financial planner. He has been a part of our networking group for a couple of years now. He's been a part of our entrepreneurship conference. So he and I collaborate quite a bit and talk about building the community, building that bridge between the community, our clients, and then just people who are in the know. So we want to continue on that path, and I was challenged by Charles to do the I Will Challenge. And the I Will Challenge is something that I'm going to do for a whole week. So I have one more day in the week, and my challenge was that I will extend the olive branch across the table to my brothers in business. Because I am the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, and because I primarily speak on women's topics, I don't want to exclude men from Issues Concerning Women, and more men are coming to the table to be a part of our programs. So I wanted to make it my business to be in the company of some of my brothers that are in business and just talk to them about some of the issues that they face. How can we come together and build these relationships and become stronger? Because I know for a fact that more and more men are listening to what women have to say. We're no longer in that time and period where women have to sit in the background and just speak only when they're spoken to. That has not gone on for quite some time. Sometimes, every now and then, somebody tries to try that, but it just really does not work in this day and time. So by me opening myself up to broaden my horizons, some wonderful things have happened in this week, and I want to share a couple of them with you. I was invited to the Virginia Beach Economic Development Center on Monday for a meeting. And the meeting was hosted by a group of retired military men. So, of course, there were not many women in the room, but I was just privileged and an honor to be able to be a guest and to sit in on the meeting. So I sat throughout the meeting, and as I was listening to the men talk about their strategies and what they had planned and watch how they supported each other and just jumped right in and wanted to be able to help the other gentlemen maybe sitting to their right or to their left to get some initiatives started. They planned some strategies just right there in their one-hour meeting. Now, I'm not saying that women can't do this, but more oftentimes than not, we don't jump in and help the other person. Now, I'm not saying all women, so ladies, please don't get upset with me and be texting me and sending me messages about that's not true. What I'm saying is that if you are a business owner, and whether you're male or female, we have to now open and be open to extending the olive branch to our counterparts so that we can learn from each other. Now, at the end of the meeting, which I thought was very, very fascinating, I went up to one of the gentlemen, and I asked him, would he be willing just to spend a few minutes and talk to me about how men and women can come together in settings as we were, being in the midst of things, being able to help each other. And he told me, yes, of course. So I asked him, what did he think and how did he feel about women in business? And he immediately snapped right back with the answer. And he said to me that the women that he knows that are business owners are some of the smartest women he's ever met. Now, of course, I hope that he was sincere, and I believe that he was, because he answered me so quickly he didn't have to think about it or ponder about it. So, ladies, that really made me feel good, because as a business owner, you do want to know that your male counterparts do think that you are smart, do think that you should be at the table, that you should be in the conversation. And that's what he was saying to me in our few minutes of conversation, that women need to be more present in those kind of settings and in those meetings. So what I have taken away from that is we have to make our presence known. I spoke to my brother Charles today, and we also talked about that. How can we be at the table? How can we be a part of these conversations about strategies, about innovation, about sharing our ideas and how we can make a difference in the community, how we can bridge the gap between men and women, and not just men and women, but businessmen and businesswomen. How do we come together and rally up and support each other? And how do we do that? By just what I'm doing this week, by talking to men and asking them questions about what do they think about women and how we can come to the forefront and be a force to be reckoned with. Now, as a businesswoman, I know that I am capable of sitting in any setting. I'm capable of having those conversations, and I'm not afraid, because as I was given this gift, I knew that I had to walk boldly in it, and that I had to be a force to be reckoned with, because I couldn't be meek and mild, but I also couldn't be too boisterous and too out of character, because who wants to be in the company of that kind of person? I always wanted to be myself, but I also wanted to be taken seriously. And I think that you can understand that, those who are listening to the broadcast. I know for a fact that we have the ability to create passion and purpose in our own lives. We have that ability, but we have to design what we want for ourselves. We have to really, really make our own blueprints. We have to push our way through to the doors that we want to be involved in. And when those doors do open for us, we have to be ready to walk through. So that was the first part of the week. Next, I went and attended, actually coached, at the Scott Ridgewell Career Fair, which was held at the Ted Constant Center in the city of Norfolk. Great event. I'm telling you, there were probably about close to 3,000 participants. They were saying there was about that many. When I arrived in the morning, I was amazed to see the number of people wrapped around the building coming to the career fair, wanted to gain information and knowledge about what was available and being offered in Hampton Roads, wanted to be a part of it, because on the inside of the career fair were colleges and business owners and vendors, Coaching Corner, which I was a member of that team, and we put the Coaching Corner together. Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you, I talked from the time I got there until the time it ended. It started at 9 a.m. and it ended at 1 p.m. I spoke to some very, very uplifting people, some people who needed encouragement. I also spoke to some people who were downhearted, who didn't think that they belonged there, who didn't feel like they fit in. I spoke to some veterans who were disenchanted with what is happening to them. One particular gentleman, he's been home from overseas for several months now. He has applied for unemployment. He has not received his retirement pay, doesn't know if he will get it on the first of the month. doesn't know if he will get unemployment, because when you apply for unemployment, you know that everything is done on the computer now. You don't really get to talk to a person. You submit your application, and then you wait for the reply. Now, trust, and I trust, that he will get his unemployment and he will get his retirement check. But in the meanwhile, he has to do something. And he was being proactive by coming to the career fair and seeing what was open to him. Well, the amazing thing about that and what I wanted to share with you is that I gave him my email address, and I told him that I wanted to talk to him at his career fair, because, you know, it's a day where it's a lot of buzz and a lot of people are talking and you're all excited. So I wanted to talk to him offline, some of the things that he had gone through. And now he was back here in the United States. And it makes me wonder what sometimes people are thinking or not thinking about. He's back home. He has a family to take care of, but he doesn't even know where his next check is going to come from. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have a problem with that, and it bothers me. But we're not going to ponder on that tonight, and that may be another show that we get the opportunity just to talk about that. But I wanted to share with you some of the things that he told me offline, because, again, I was reaching across, extending the olive branch to a brother that could give me some insight on what he thought about men and women coming together and working together. What he talked to me about was about his beautiful wife and how she encouraged him and how she stuck by him through everything and still today, still sticking by him through all that they have gone through. And again, I was proud to have that conversation with him. And even though we weren't primarily talking about business, but we were talking about the relationship between men and women, how we have to be there for each other, and to, where she had to stand in the gap for him while he was away. And now he's back home to take his rightful place as the head of the household, and how she has stepped back to let him do that. And he was very proud of his wife. So I wanted to share that with you. This has been an exciting week for me. Because of the challenge, it has opened my eyes for me to look at some of the things that I do as a business owner and also as a woman. Now, what I have learned about myself is that just what I talked about, I have the ability to create and design my own life. I have the ability to walk into a room and expect to be respected for the woman that I am, the businesswoman that I am. I also know that I can work with my brothers in business, and we can get some things done. And we can watch how our economy will grow if we are willing to come and sit together at the table. And if we're willing to put aside some of the differences that we have as individuals and come together to build that bridge and to connect it and to stay connected to each other. So, anybody that's listening to the show tonight, I challenge you to the I Will Challenge. What will you do to make your life better? What will you do to make your community better? How will you make a difference on this little short period of time that we're here on this earth? So whoever's listening, if you want to take the challenge, you can Facebook me, and it's Francine Humphrey, / Facebook, or you can call me at 757-567-6734, or get to me an email, icwdirector@gmail.com, because I definitely want to keep this going. I definitely want to hear the feedback. I definitely want us to be able to communicate with each other and to support each other. I know that sometimes it's not easy for us to go and cross the line. And just imagine that there was a line in the sand that divided the men and the women. But sometimes we have to be present, face our fears, let the past go, and look for the best results from any given situation. So now that I've been presented with the challenge, and I am in a place where I can see where I can make a difference. By taking the challenge, I now am accountable to break some of my own old habits and to gain some discipline and to also gain some momentum to move forward in the challenge. Also, what it does for me, it lets me think about my own blueprint in a whole different way and all the potential that I have that I can share with others and also be open to what they can share with me. So, again, if you would like to contact me after the show, the number is 757-567-6734. Or you may email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. You can go to the website anytime at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And just let me know if you want to take the challenge. Because it really, really surprised me that as soon as I said that I would, that a door was open and I was able to walk through it and be a part of a round table filled with men. So, you know, we speak our day. What we say will be our day. So since I've taken the challenge, my day has been this week to be more open-minded, to not just rest on what I have heard others say, but now to know for myself and to think for myself and to believe in myself enough that I can jump in there and not be afraid, that I can look across the table at my brother and know that I have a right to be there, that I have something to say, that I am a force to be reckoned with. So I want to thank, again, my brother Charles Haynes for the challenge. I also know that he's doing a challenge as well. So if you want to check him out, go to Facebook, go to Charles Haynes, Facebook/ Charles Haynes, and you'll be able to hear his challenge because we did a little video to do it. So over the weekend, I will go back on Facebook and continue to share the things that I've learned this week. I'm really, really excited about this because, again, I had not thought about the difference that I could make in someone else's business that was not like me, to be looking across the table and to be working with someone that I ordinarily would not work with. So that's really exciting to me, and I look forward to it. I know that this incredible and dynamic and it's going to be an opportunity for me to grow and to advance. And so I hope that you will take the challenge and just broaden your horizons and start looking at yourself in a whole different light. I want to be the master of my own design, of my own blueprint. I don't want anybody else writing my blueprint or writing my story. I want to be the one to do that. So I definitely am evolving, learning, trusting myself, thinking about how I want to design my life, even thinking about how I do my business development. Because now I have to look at that blueprint that I made so long ago. It's a business model that still is relevant to me today. I don't think that it is because I've grown over the years. I've learned a lot. So with the challenge, I'm more than likely going to have to reinvent some of the things that I've designed for myself. I'm going to have to reinvent a new business campaign for me. I'm going to have to start taking better care of myself. And see, this is the wonderful thing about the challenge. Not only did I accept the challenge, but by accepting the challenge, it made me have to look at me. See, that's the fascinating thing about this. I had to look within myself to see what was I bringing to the table. How was I making a difference? I had to figure out that I don't have to always do the things that I've always done, because if I continue to do them, I would continue to get the same results. You hear that all the time. I had to make a commitment and have a willingness to start looking at myself differently, to start looking at my brother across the table differently, to start listening to what he had to say. Because you know sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we're not present. We hear people talking, but we're not really paying attention to what they're saying and how it is relevant to us. So I realized just by taking the challenge that there was an opportunity for me to do something different that I had not done before, to change the blueprint, and to be accountable for who I am, and then also to stabilize my own growth and to look at how now I'm evolving into a whole new level of who I am. See, this is just blowing my mind. This is just so amazing to me. So if you're up for the challenge, please take it. Please let me know. Again, you can call me, 757-567-6734 after the show. You can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. You can leave your messages here on Blog Talk Radio like you always do. I thank you so very much, those of you who hit me up on the chat room. And as we continue to walk this journey, look at your blueprint. Look at who you are. Sometimes it's time for a redesign. And I think that's where I am right now. Taking this challenge has opened up my eyes to look at me, to see what I want to do, where I want to go, and how I want to be. It is a part of going to the next level, because we sometimes stay stagnant so long that we believe that we're on the right track, and then we find that we've veered off into the wrong lane. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I will be back next Thursday night to talk to you more about issues that concern me and that concern you. Thank you again. God bless you all. I look forward to being and spending more time with you in the coming week. Take care now, and God bless.